From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Friends of suspected gunmen react in Tennessee.
Before you knew it, I saw him raise his gun, and then I saw him take one shot, and then I just saw him take consistent shots after that.
An unidentified witness of the shootings yesterday, where four U.S. Marines were killed and two other servicemen wounded at two military facilities in the southern city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. The gunman was also killed. The attacks occurred at a Marine Corps recruiting station and a Navy operational support center. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
Law enforcement sources say the shooter was 24-year-old Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz. An FBI source tells VOA that he was Kuwaiti and was a naturalized U.S. citizen. Colonel Warren said the shooter selected military centers with lighter security.
We have our recruiting centers set up in places easily accessible to the public, for example, a strip mall.
He said the military has made no adjustment to nationwide force protection levels at this time, but was working with law enforcement agencies to determine if any adjustments are needed. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Kagan Wagner is a friend of the suspected shooter.
It's awful. But I want people to know that he wasn't always like this. He was a completely different person growing up.
President Obama promised an investigation into the attack will be thorough and prompt. Twin blasts rocked a market in the northeast Nigerian town of Gombe, leaving nearly 50 dead. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks that targeted a market crowded with customers doing some last-minute shopping on the eve of the Eid festival, marking the end of the Muslim fasting month of Ramadan. The blasts resembled attacks carried out by Boko Haram Islamic militants. This is VOA News.